From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Pakistan searches for bombers. Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is vowing to intensify counter-terrorism operations in the wake of Sunday's suicide bombing in Lahore. At least 72 people were killed and 300 were wounded in the Easter Sunday blast, which targeted Christians at a crowded park. A military spokesman said Monday security agencies have conducted several operations based on initial leads and have arrested a number of suspects. A man widely reported to be a main suspect in last week's Brussels terrorist attacks has been released due to lack of evidence. Belgium's federal prosecutor said Monday authorities had no justification to hold the man, identified only as Faikal C. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanding operations against the Islamic State group. Backed by Russian airstrikes, pro-government forces reclaimed control of Palmyra after a 10-month Islamic State occupation. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the offensive left 400 militants dead, along with more than 180 pro-government fighters. President Bashar al-Assad hailed it as an important achievement. An Angolan court Monday sentenced 17 young activists to from 2 to 8 years in jail for rebelling against the government of President José Eduardo dos Santos. One of those sentenced is a well-known rap singer. The sentence followed a lengthy trial seen by Angola's political opposition as an example of government repression of dissent. This is VOA News. A gunman was taken into custody Monday afternoon after shots were fired in the U.S. Capitol. Capitol Police Chief Matthew Verdosa said the man pulled out a gun during a routine security screening at the entrance to the Capitol Visitor Center and aimed the weapon at police. He said officers fired at the man, wounding him. The suspect was taken to a hospital.
I want to stress that while this is preliminary, based on the initial investigation, we believe that this is an act of a single person who has frequented the Capitol grounds before, and there is no reason to believe that this is anything more than a criminal act.
Verdosa said no police officers were hurt in the incident. The governor of the U.S. state of Georgia has vetoed legislation that would have allowed faith-based groups to deny certain services to homosexuals based on their religious convictions. Republican Governor Nathan Deal said he vetoed the measure Monday because he did not think, quoting now, "We have to discriminate against anyone to protect the faith-based community in Georgia."
"And what I do today is in no way disparaging of their motivations or their efforts or of those who support this bill in our state at large."
Conservative Christian groups in the state called for passage of the law to protect clergy who refuse to perform gay marriages and churches and affiliated groups from serving or hiring someone not conforming to their beliefs. Cuba's former leader, Fidel Castro, is signaling his continued resistance to smoother relations with the United States. The 89-year-old Castro, who turned over power in the communist country in 2008 to his younger brother Raul, stayed out of sight during U.S. President Barack Obama's 3-day visit last week. In a bristling 1,500-word essay in state media Monday, Fidel Castro said, quoting now, "We do not need the empire to give us any presence." White House spokesman Josh Earnest responded.
"The fact that the former president felt compelled to respond so forcefully to the president's visit, I think, is an indication of the significant impact of President Obama's visit to Cuba. We obviously were quite pleased with the reception that President Obama received from the Cuban people."
The two countries have reopened embassies in Washington and Havana. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Turkey are discussing plans to expand cooperation in order to put greater pressure on Islamic State militants. He commented Monday at the top of a meeting with his Turkish counterpart, Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu. Mr. Kerry also complimented Turkey on its treatment of migrants. The United States is providing an additional $20 million to Europe to aid international efforts to respond to the migrant crisis on that continent. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.